nice if we were older. Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better.
Hi, Mark. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian Wilson. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And you are, too, obviously, because your new CD is excellent.
Thank you.
Heard some of the stuff from Getting In Over My Head. It's on your website. And you can pull down. Yeah, you can pull down some of the tracks. They're great.
I recorded with Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Eric Clapton.
That's not a bad group.
No, they all agreed to work with me, and they all did a great job working.
You got all these Hall of Famers all hanging together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice stuff. I mean, what brought you and Eric and Elton and Paul together for this stuff?
I called them up. I called each one of them separately up, and they all came out to, Elton and Paul came out to L.A. to do their songs, and I worked with Eric Clapton in London.
One of the great tracks on this thing is Soul Searching. I thought it was just so cool that you took Kyle's voice from an earlier session and used it.
Yeah, we did. We did it from 1995.
That's a kind of a cool thing to do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a nice thing for you. I mean, it's new. It's a little bit different, but still got that same verve to it that you always had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the progression that you've reached here with this CD compared to some of the stuff you did earlier with the Beach Boys.
I think it's a little more advanced background music. A little better background singing trip.
What do you mean by background, a little more background music?
Well, I did all the vocals.
Yeah, so it's you, it's Brian, and Brian.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's really good music. I mean, I was actually kind of surprised. I shouldn't have been, because everything you've ever done I've enjoyed. But this is brand new stuff, but it's just really, I think it's got some great commercial value to it. Should do well.
Thank you. We're hoping it'll sell pretty good.
Yeah, and I assume that you're touring the country right now, doing some autographs and getting around the country playing it. And
but we're going to London. We're going to Europe in July.
That's right. That's right. You have a big European tour.
Yep.
Are the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson big in Europe?
I know I am. I don't know about the group, but I know I am.
So this thing is highly anticipated out there in Europe, huh?
Right.
Yeah. This is interesting also is that it's unreleased by Rhino.
Yeah, right.
Which usually does a lot of older packages, and they do great stuff. So what brought you to Rhino?
My managers.
Really? They just negotiated with Rhino. I was kind of surprised that Rhino put out new stuff. I didn't realize they did. But because it's a great company. They put out great music.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of the songs on this thing. Are these songs that you recently wrote, or are they some of them ones that you had for a while?
Some of them we had from the 70s, some from the 80s, and some from the 2000s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Desert Drive was from 1992.
Wow. Now, why all of a sudden take them out now and put them out?
Because it was time to do them.
It wasn't time before, huh?
No.
They were still cooking. They weren't ready yet, huh?
Right.
How are your daughters doing?
Good, very good.
Yeah, I'm a big Wilson Phillips fan, so I'm happy to see them back in the studio recording a new. They have a new CD out. That's a great thing too.
Right.
Yeah, this is your first new album since Imagination, and was it '98? Right.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of this stuff is stuff that you've probably been thinking about since then. When you had that album, when Imagination came out, were you thinking about stuff you wanted to do? Then you said, "Oh, I can't wait till the next one comes out, so I can put them on there."
No, actually, I didn't think about that until about 2003.
Really?
Then I started writing songs and got some. And then we did it in 2004.
Now, after this thing came out, did you say to yourself, "Ah, oh, you know, there's another one I could have done on there, but"?
No, I didn't. No.
It's all like one thought. It's done.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, artists do don't think like that.
Right.
I guess you've been doing it so long now. It's kind of like a piece of cake at this point, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, you know, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was Smile, which is kind of a legendary CD. Isn't there an all-new recording that was released in that last year or something?
Of what?
Of Smile.
The recording?
Yeah.
No, we just finished recording it just this month.
Oh, right. See, someone told me that it already came out. So it hasn't come out yet?
No.
That's something that people have been waiting for decades.
Right.
Wow. That's a nice thing, too. I remember Pet Sounds and all these great CDs growing up, and it's nice that not only is the older music coming back out, but you're cranking out new stuff that's just as good.
Right, exactly.
That's a great thing. What kind of things you want to tell your fans out there? You got about 9 million of them listening right now.
I'd like to tell them I hope they appreciate the new album, and I hope they like Smile because it's a great album. It's very, very good music, and it'll be out in early October or late September.
You know, one of the things you mentioned is a European tour, but I noticed on your website, too, you'll be touring the United States, it looked like around October.
Yeah, right.
So folks can go to brianwilson.com and they can read where you're going to be and actually go visit you.
Yep.
So now, who's going on the tour with you?
Well, my wife and my kids are.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, are they performing as well?
No, they're going to be watching.
So it's just you.
Yeah.
There's nobody else. I assume you have a nice band with you.
Oh, a great band. The Wondermans, they're great, yeah.
Yeah, so
great.
It's not going to be just you standing on the stage. You got a nice band you're working with.
I have 11 pieces with me.
Oh, there you go. So that's a good-sized band.
Yes.
Yeah. So they'll be hearing some great things. Are you going to be playing some of your Beach Boys stuff, too, or just all the solo stuff?
Solo stuff and Beach Boys and Little Smile.
Well, there you go. It sounds like a great tour. And again, you can pick up Getting In Over My Head. It's a new CD on Rhino, and it's available right now in stores or shortly thereafter. So thanks so much for coming on the show, Brian, and good luck with the tour and with the new CD.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
Take care.